looking at the military ramifications and developments in China, Russia, France beginning to move into the conflict. Coming up next segment, we'll look at the economy as well and take your calls. But right now, I want to just say that I 100% agree with Tucker Carlson that Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been in power 25 plus years, he's out of control. He's super unpopular, and he is manipulating us into all of this. And just as I said over the weekend, I said Saturday, notice Israel struck first during the day. The U.S. never attacks during the day in these things, in a major operation. And clearly, they precipitated and jumped the gun to force us into it. In fact, have the archivist find that, please, from Saturday. And I said it Sunday at 2. Then Secretary of State came out yesterday, already played the clip and said, yeah, Israel struck, we had to, because Iran was going to hit us, so we give weapons to Israel. So the devil made me do it. And Tucker Carlson's right. Netanyahu's out of control, and Israel is manipulating this country to a great extent, and it's wrong. And again, I had a proviso, because I don't want to be associated with old people that think if, you know, there's a rain cloud over their house, the Jews did it. But at the same time, I also will not sit here and have the Israel lobby run my country like I'm their slave. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of neocons. I'm sick of war. I'm sick of Netanyahu. And what Tucker Carlson says speaks for me. Here it is.
At some point, the United States has to get Bibi under control. Sorry, not anti-Semitism. This is a head of state whose decisions are getting Americans killed and affecting the history of the world and the fortunes, but also the future of the United States. The United States has to say to the government of Israel, you are not in charge. And no president since John F. Kennedy has been willing to say that, but no administration has paid a higher cost for going along than the current administration. And it's tragic when you think about it. And of course, it's not simply the administration, president, and everyone who works for him. It's the country and the people who voted for this president in the hope that he would improve their lives. And none of that will be possible if this continues. The fault, of course, is with anyone who went along with Bibi's demands or threats or whatever. But the root cause is Bibi and his ambitions. And so somebody immediately needs to say no. So let's assess the war in Iran, now ongoing in its second day, and try to answer those four questions. First, why did this happen? Now, in this case, there's a really simple answer. This happened because Israel wanted it to happen. This is Israel's war. This is not the United States' war. This war is not being waged on behalf of American national security objectives to make the United States safer or richer. This war is not actually even about weapons of mass destruction, nukes, chem bio. No, this war is waged purely because Israel wanted it to be waged. Now, why say that out loud this early in the conflict? Isn't that dispiriting for, say, American troops fighting this war? Yes, it is. And we thought a lot about whether it was wise or decent even to say something like that out loud, and have decided that it is for the following reason. First, because the truth is always the only basis for wise decision making. When you lie to yourself or you lie to your people, you not only commit, well, a kind of moral crime by lying, but you also tend to hurt yourself. Hubris is the product of lies, for example. You can get way over your skis if you're not honest with yourself and the people around you about what's happening and why it's happening.
Well, that's it. And Israel, you know, the British say fortune favors the bold. And, you know, Jews have their own name for it. It's called chutzpah. But everybody's got bravado. Everybody's got machismo. But let's just say the Jews are not short in that, on average, in that capacity, because they've had so much success for thousands of years. But, yeah, you talk about getting out over your skis, man. I mean, you talk about slavery. When you think about slavery, somebody's got a whip making you pull a plow, and that's slavery. That's terrible. But, no, real slavery is when you pay your taxes to a government, you're a citizen, you play by the rules, and then a foreign government tries to get you into war with Russia, and now war with, I mean, I am not Israel's slave. And I'm sick of it. One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, or information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the air.
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
On corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right. We showed clips. We're going to go to Fox Live here in a moment. We're backing up the key point. We showed you a couple videos yesterday in different cities, Tel Aviv, Haifa, where missiles are coming in out of Iran, and you see the U.S.-made interceptors go up. And normally the Iranian missile's coming in, you know, the warhead off a ballistic missile, and it just comes in straight, and then these missiles go up and hit it. But you see them, and they go, it's like, and they, so, I don't know if they've got a proximity detonator where they know to weave and bob when they get into a certain level. I don't know if they've somehow got a sensor on them that can scan missiles coming in and then move around it, but this is some high-tech stuff. Because you see our high-tech stuff weaving and bobbing to get them, and then now we've got the missiles. So they held back their good stuff, and that's what the Iranians said. They said, you haven't seen what we got. And so people see all these videos, they think they're AI, and then I go check it because you can run it through a computer program. You can also ask Grok. It's accurate most of the time on AI. And, you know, if you ask Grok, you know, is the vaccine good for you? Well, Time Magazine says so, yes, it's definitive. But if you ask it about AI, you can scan and say, yeah, this was made by this, made by that. So we've been looking those up. And, no, I mean, the Iranians are turning some really nasty stuff loose. And I know the Iranians aren't stupid, but I didn't even know the Russians or Chinese had stuff this good. Okay. Usually they want to evade things with, say, nuclear ICBMs and things just by sheer speed. I know the U.S. has some reentry devices that also have decoys and things and bob and weave like this. In fact, try to pull that footage up from yesterday while we play this Fox News clip. Where I can show people what I was talking about. There's a couple clips. But this is a big deal, folks. And they have wiped out some of our naval bases. They have... clearly, like Eric Prince warned, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff head Kane said, this is murky water. And I remember growing up, my dad would tell me, hey, your friends someday will take you out in the woods at a river or a creek or the beach, and there'll be people jumping off cliffs in the water and stuff. And if you can't see the bottom and you haven't gone and checked, don't jump off because this buddy broke his back and my brother broke his leg. And you're hearing this when you're 5 years old. Okay, Dad, okay. And then all of a sudden you're 14 years old with older kids and the kid jumps off and compound fractures, jumps into murky water. I mean, you don't jump into water. You don't know what's in it. I mean, it's that simple. Well, we've had so much success. We won all these wars. Let's just do it again. It's like walking around in the desert or West Texas, and you got a hole there, a hole there. One hole might have a pygmy owl in it. One might have a toad in it. One might have a Gila monster in it. One might have a rattlesnake in it. You just don't go sticking your arm down holes. And we stuck our... This is a big problem, okay? And something's biting on the end of it, and it don't feel good. So... Eric Prince is right. I'm right. Chairman Kane is right that this is not a good deal. Okay? And people are saying, well, he shouldn't have said that. You remember when Obama wanted to go to war with Syria. Syria had an alliance with Russia. We would have to go to war to Russia. He said, we'll follow that order. Probably not a good idea because it could lead to World War III. And Obama listened to him. It's why you have those people, because they're the experts. Like if I go in to get brain surgery from a top brain surgeon that has high ratings, and he says how he's going to do the brain surgery, and I say, well, maybe you should do it this way, they'll say, you need to get a different physician. Okay? So here's a little clip of Fox talking about this strike, and these are getting more and more sophisticated. And when the crew first showed me this just during a break, I said, is that the strike, the second strike on the Mullah Council that met today, that they killed a bunch of them trying to elect a new government, elect a new grand leader? Because this council of 12 ringwraiths elects the new Sauron, kind of like Dark Crystal. And they're like, no, that's just confirmed, real. Here it is, Fox News. To shoot from however many miles away, 800 miles, whatever it is away, and have all these missiles perfectly come in like that. And I remember this happened last year where the Iranians would hit the Mossad base or hit their headquarters, their Air Force headquarters, right in the center of the helicopter landing pad. And I said, and I looked at the side, they go, oh, look, their missile didn't damage anything. Just like when the Russians hit those five or six Ukrainian warehouses perfectly in the roof. That one ballistic missile comes in and then launches MIRVs, a whole bunch of warheads, and they all go boom, 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 right in the top of the building. Perfectly. And everybody laughs, went, look, the Russians can't blow anything up. He didn't. I said, that's a demonstration. 1 hour later, Putin, this was a demonstration. We didn't put warheads on it, conventional or nuclear. So the Iranians last year just shot a couple missiles and said, pay attention to what we just did at this airport or at the Mossad base. And it was a message. We just put this right in the middle of your helicopter landing pads. I mean, right in the bullseye. That is a message that we can shoot missiles up your ass just like you can do to us. So that's where we're going here. Here's the clip, and we'll get to the economy. Huge breaking news on that front. What's happening with Strait of Hormuz? Stay with us.
We've got breaking news right now. We're going to get straight to Trey Yingst here. As we begin this hour, there are sirens now. Trey.
Yes, Sandra, we just have air raid sirens sounding across Tel Aviv. There was no early alert for this incoming fire, and it's unclear where it's actually being launched from. Normally, the Israelis are given a bit of a heads up before this occurs, and we're going to try to figure out where exactly the launches are coming from. We do know that alerts are sounding right now for Israel's second largest city of Tel Aviv, where we are located, and just south of the city. As this is unfolding, the Israelis are... Just give me 1 second here. I'm going to read this. This appears to be... Okay, interesting. This appears to be at least initial reports indicating a possible long-range launch from Lebanon. And you just heard the explosion there in the distance. This would be the first time that the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, and just stay with me for a second, you can hear those explosions behind me. If this is confirmed, this would be the first time that the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah launched a long-range missile toward Tel Aviv since this war began. We know that the Israelis are directly bringing the fight to Hezbollah. We can show you some video here. Earlier today, the Israeli Air Force going after targets near the Lebanese capital of Beirut in the Dahya neighborhood. All of that was taking place as Israeli ground forces moved into southern Lebanon to build a defensive border. The Israelis are also trying to ensure that these launching positions in Lebanon to their north are not being used to target cities along the border. They also have to look east amid incoming Iranian ballistic missile fire that took place earlier today. We were in the community of Bnei Brak just outside of Tel Aviv, a religious community. It was filled with families and children. And you can see in this aftermath video some significant damage caused by a cluster munition that exploded just over Tel Aviv. We were there earlier today, and I want to show you what the scene was like. Israeli officials say the Iranian regime launched ballistic missiles at Israel's second largest city of Tel Aviv, one of them with a cluster munition on top.
We will check back in with this, but I wanted to bring, just briefly, he's got to go soon, Dr. Kirk Elliott, who's also our huge sponsor. And by the way, I forgot to bring this up with you. I wanted to get you on about Tucker Carlson, who I agree with, exposing these gold companies, ripping people off. We've said exactly the same thing. We've explained, though, I watched his documentary. It's great, but it makes it so technical. It's very simple. If someone's selling you gold at wholesale price, you can check the price and know you're getting the best deal. That's what Elliott does. It's so simple to just explain this. Anybody can verify it instead of going through a huge breakdown of it. But hopefully in the next few days, you'll come on and do the deep dive on that. We'll air part of his documentary and get your take on it because you've been harping on this. But that's separate issue being our sponsor. You're also an economist and really smart guy. As you warned, they would probably close the Strait of Hormuz. It has been closed by the insurance companies just by attacks on ships, some of which have been damaged and sunk. So what's happening in the markets, obviously, it's the stock market's way down, gold and silver way down. But as you predicted a month ago when they drove silver down, it would just bounce back up. I believe that this is going to bounce way back because of all the fundamentals. So Dr. Elliott, a lot to hit here. You're with Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, the largest silver and gold broker in the U.S. because you have the highest ratings, the best prices, and best service. KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And as you told folks 2 weeks ago, we believe this is a buying opportunity when they artificially drove down silver with naked shorting. And, of course, we were right. So this is a major buying opportunity, 720-605-3900, KPM.com/gold. The best deals, the best ratings right now waiting for you. Dr. Elliott, thanks for being here.
It's great to be with you, Alex. And, you know, this operation in Iran, as we've talked about prior, right, and many, many months ago, right, it's like whenever there's war, whenever there's conflict, when this Strait of Hormuz gets shut down, oil prices are going to go through the roof, gold and silver go through the roof. Why? Because gold and silver thrive during times like this. Nobody else does. Right, it's, we hate this war, and when lives are, people are going to die, and I mean it's just ugly, right? But gold and silver thrive during that. So on Saturday, you know, watching this stuff kind of play out, silver went up to like from 88 to 95. It's like this is what it should do during times of war and conflict. This is what precious metals do. And then I was looking at Sunday, you know, just sitting there watching the news like everybody else. And it's like, holy cow, oil was up 8.5% in one day. It's like, these are the fundamental forces that cause it. So why then did silver come down over the last couple of days? See, the same thing, I believe, Alex, happened at the end of January when silver had gotten up to 118. The big banks needed to unwind and get out of their naked short positions because when the price went up so much, they were possibly going to go out of business, right? Some of them may have gone bankrupt. So they used that opportunity to get rid of them. Estimates are 60% of these shorts, of these naked shorts, have been unwound during that couple of days at the end of January. Well, now silver was going up. Gold is going up because of this new conflict in Iran. So then what happened? Came down today. I think that a lot of the remaining shorts are being unwound during this because fundamentally, this is what causes gold and silver to go up, not come down. This is what causes oil to go up, right? So you're looking at this, and it's like, okay, we get to take advantage of what I believe is, if not the most important, the second most important commodity on earth, which is silver. Oil is number one, but it would be a hard case to say what's number two.
And
what's
by the way, second? Elon Musk came out last week and said silver for computers is the most important and is only going to go up, which is obviously true. So you said this 2 weeks ago on the show. We can play the clip. You said the fundamentals are all there. They've artificially done this. She said within a few months, I think it bounces back to where it was already on that path, but here they've gone and suppressed it again.
Yeah. See, whenever they do this suppression, I look at this as a positive, not as a negative. Why? Because I don't believe that it's outright blatant manipulation, Alex, that these big banks are manipulating the prices. They're in it for their own survival, right? They're unwinding and unraveling their short positions so they don't go out of business. The more shorts that are unraveled, the healthier this market is going to be, because what a short does is down the road, it acts like an anchor to future growth, because you never know when these big banks are going to start
and
unwinding.
And they know how to get out of these shorts that's so painful for them that drives a lot of shorting out of the market, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so this is what's happening right now, I believe, today and yesterday, is they're getting rid of a lot of their remaining short positions. To me, extremely healthy, because when you look at the fundamental forces that cause growth, this operation in Iran, it's not going to end anytime real soon. It's going to be a quagmire, like what you're just talking about. This is going to get ugly, right? And so I think gold and silver are going to continue to go up and go up a lot, because during times of crisis, people look for things that are real, right? And so to me, this is an elemental force of what causes something to go up. You have to look at the fundamentals of supply and demand.
And it's so strong here, as we've explained in hours of broadcasting. It's like a force of nature, a law of physics here, like gravity. But they have some manipulation. But as you said, as you predicted months ago, as they begin to get out of their shorts, then that'll basically be gone. And then yes. I think that signals the true ascension.
It does. It does. And so, like, in any bull market, if you were to give it phases, phase one is when it's the early adapters, right? People are taking a lot of risk. It would be like tech stocks in 2000. It would have been AI stocks, you know, a couple of years ago. It's like, yeah, there's this move, this potential for huge growth, but there's a lot of risk. That's phase one. Phase two is when there's less risk, it's just much more consistent growth, and that can last years and years and years and years as the populace starts to get in. Phase three generally is looked at as like, all right, we've had all this population getting into this market. Now it's a speculative blow off. It's the fear of missing out, right? It's the greed conquering everything else.
And now you have a fourth phase that hasn't ever really been here until now. Decades and decades of suppression of silver and gold to hide inflation. And now, as they have to move away from that because of increased inflation and because of industrial use, we now see the corruption burning off before it really goes into escape velocity.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. And we also have, you know, a fourth or fifth phase that you'd want to call it, is this isn't a speculative bubble like other, you know, markets in the past, whether it was tech stocks or AI stocks or cryptocurrency or whatever. This is purely a fundamental supply and demand. First or second.
I meant to give it to you before the interview. Actually, one of my kids showed me this. Was like, look at Elon Musk says silver is the most important thing in computers. And as you see with AI and everything, you know, he's basically said silver is absolutely guaranteed. Did you see his post on X about that?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why is he saying that? Because he understands silver is like the new oil. The world can't get by without it because it's used in all forms of electronics, right? And if it runs out, what this flat screen behind you, what are Sony and these companies going to do if they can't get silver? They're going to offer up the bid price to whatever they can do so they don't go out of business.
And let's be clear, they have a few alternatives, but I was reading articles about it. To make the special weird alloys is like twice or three times more than silver. So it's like there's no alternative.
There is no alternative. And you know who else thinks this? Is you and I were talking about this, Bank of America. So we've been, I don't know if we've been ahead of the curve, Alex. We were on the curve in identifying this stuff about the ratio trade, the ratio between gold and silver and why silver is so important right now. The head researcher for metals for Bank of America, not some rogue internet podcaster, Bank of America, says silver by the end of this year should be 135 to 304. What? Bank of America is saying that? What is the rationale behind it? It's simply the ratio trade. It's the ratio of amount of silver it takes to buy 1 ounce of gold.
So let's be clear. They're saying 135 to 309 with their computer models by the end of the year, which is what you said months ago. I think you said 200 easily by the end of the year.
Yes.
So you're right in the middle of the forecast, which is
right in the middle. But where did they get those numbers? 135 is a 32-to-1 ratio. That's where they put the bottom of it. With gold at 5,000, the ratio at 32 would put it at 135. And then at 14-to-1, which is where they're viewing the bottom, I don't even go that far, but I always like to under promise and over deliver, right? So Bank of America says 14 to 1, which was Hunt Brothers, 1980 style, right? So that's where they get the numbers from. Now, there's a massive mistake in their math, and that is they're assuming that the price of gold is not going to change. They're using these ratios based on $5,000 gold. Alex, with this war and everything else that we're seeing, gold is going to continue to go up. It's why central banks are allocating into it. So these numbers just go higher. They're using a static. Their mathematicians are using a static
amount.
People
will say, why not use silver? There isn't enough silver for central banks and institutions to use it as their hedge.
Correct. This is absolutely correct. So now Bank of America is catching up to what you and I have been talking about for 2 years. And now when the public starts to get in to what we've been talking about, the demand is going to greatly outpace the supply.
What about wild cards? The Strait of Hormuz is now closed. Trump's saying 4 to 5 weeks. I think they're going to stretch it out now. What happens if the Strait stays closed for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months?
Oh, you probably see oil double at least. You could see silver double at least. And you could see gold probably not double, but gold could hit $7,000 an ounce. Right. So why? Because that's a very important strait that brings oil to the rest of the world. And if there's
27% of oil and natural gas.
Yes. And so when that's shut down, the whole world goes into disarray. It's like, how are we going to survive? What are we going to do?
Yeah, well, what about China? They're in total panic mode right now.
They should be in total panic mode right now. A, they don't have silver because of what's happening in Venezuela. I mean, over the weekend, I was doing research on the cartel war in Mexico. 50%, Alex, of all the silver that comes into America, into our refinery silver, in our refinery system, comes from Mexico. On Saturday alone, 10 miners were killed, put into shallow graves in Mexico that are driving the silver trucks to the refineries in America, right? It's like, who would want to work in that environment? The supply chain disruptions are going to be insane.
And why? Because folks don't know, Mexico is the number one producer of silver on earth.
Yes. China is a huge producer of silver. They can't get the ore from South America into China. So China's running out of silver. If the Gulf of Strait of Hormuz goes down, China's not getting oil. China's hosed, right? And this, all of this geopolitical conflict is going to help us who invest wisely during this time. And it's not like you're making a big, wild, pie-in-the-sky prediction. It's just like the world is not having available what it needs, which is oil and silver. And we get to take advantage of that.
Incredible. They need to call you now, get a free consultation or a free email, get a call. You guys need to call. You guys need to take action because this is a big historic deal. KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And they are ready to ship you the gold, the silver, whatever it is you want. And it's very simple. We can make documentaries explaining it, but it's simple. Buy it from the highest rated company that sells it to you at wholesale. You can check the wholesale price online. It's so easy. And then that's what you do. And that's why Kirk Elliott's number one, because all the smart shoppers go with him. KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. The number one performing asset is silver the last 2 years, hands down. The number one seller in North America is Dr. Kirk Elliott. Thank you, Dr. Elliott. Don't hang up. I want to invite you back on soon to talk about this. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Big Money. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend, special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few. You learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA, and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants, just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light, and they've got their illuminators on, and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember, everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant. Real leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated. All right, I'm about to lay out the latest developments in really this new world war we're in. And I said that over a year ago. I was the first to say it, and now they've had the big war planners in Europe, in Russia, in China, in the U.S. basically say we're in a new world war. And I want to explain what this new world war is. In the CIA's own documents, their own war games, they called the Cold War World War III. But it was a soft war, a cold war. This is World War IV. It's already kinetic, it's economic, it's cyber, it's cultural, it's full-spectrum dominance. And it has not the potential in every major AI, corporate, RAND Corporation, Pentagon war game, not the potential to go nuclear, but the probability. AI models came out last week. 97% chance we have a nuclear war on the current trajectory. I have to fight every instinct of self-preservation I've got, because if you panic and run, it's like the pain induction box test in Dune, the novel, also in the film. An animal will pull its hand out of a box if it's being, you know, massive pain, but a human can control itself if it is a human and just cut it off and just say it doesn't matter. And just understand that that's not real. And that's where we are right now. The only way to win this game is not to play. And you've got all these factions that want to attack Trump just because he's Trump over the war. And all the other factions want to say you're a traitor if you don't support total war. There's a major tug of war in the administration over this war. And the majority of Trump's advisors wisely told him not to. Not because there wasn't a chance his goal wouldn't work, but because you don't play dice with something like this. I'm not against gambling. I'm not a gambler myself. You know, actual gambler like roulette, you know, poker, blackjack, slot machines. But I mean, I've gone and done it to see what it's like here and there. I probably gambled like 10 times in Vegas, a few times on cruise ships. You spend a little bit of money. You decide I'm going to spend this much. You go do it. And then a few times, you know, my wife's winning or I start winning. And I'm like, you know what? I just won $2,000 above what I'm done. But you study degenerate gamblers, it's when they're down that they double down and go mortgage the house or whatever. And it's just sad. And you don't gamble with other people's lives. And I know we put Trump in to be bold, but he said, they all said, J.D. Vance said, Tulsi Gabbard said, they all said, we don't want regime change in Iran. And vote for us and we won't do that. And then they did it. So it's just one more thing broken. And it is Israel that's driving the bus here. Nick Fuentes joins us in about 20 minutes from now for an in-depth dive on this. And I don't totally agree with how hardcore he's going against Trump, but I think you can't put him down for his response. And now you got Trump out, you know, defending Israel. Oh, they didn't make me do it. I made the decision. Yeah. Which only makes it worse, Trump. And look, Trump also knows it's a message to Russia and China. He's been sold. The Middle East tried to kill him. The cases we looked at, it was a setup where they hired lunatics to do it. The CIA did. It came out. I mean, I get why Trump did this. I don't defend it. But he's still a good guy. And I'm glad he's in there and not Kamala. But that said, we got to put his feet to the fire, his administration's feet to the fire. Because this is not going well. And I don't think the Mullahs are going to fall. If I wake up next week or tomorrow and there's people in the streets and, you know, great, I'll be cautiously optimistic. Hopefully they get a good government in. But, you know, something tells me that's not going to be happening, boys and girls. Yeah, we got the clip coming up. In fact, get the clip from the press conference. I saw it on X. I know I was supposed to go to it. I told him, get me the clip. I never went to it last hour. I got perspiration, diarrhea of the mouth. But Marco Rubio is very professional. He's been a neocon, but now that he's serving America first, at least under Trump, he is a very capable man. You can't say he's not. Very intelligent, very well-spoken, very a lot of poise. And I hope he's on our team. But I wouldn't turn my back on him, if you know what I mean. But he came out and said, no, Israel decided to strike and without our authorization, but we knew they were going to hit us right after that because we gave them the weapons, so we went ahead and we joined in. And what he was doing was saying, hey, we didn't start this. It's Israel. And we already know that. So that's a big deal. And we got drug into this. And now there's major heat over that. So Trump's doing damage control because Trump always wants to be in charge. But I wasn't going to release this information. Well, by showtime, I wasn't sure. Because I need to think about things that are big like this. But it's got a downside, but I think the right thing to do is tell you. So I'm going to tell you what I've gotten from White House sources at the start of the next hour when I bring Nick Fuentes on. And how many times have I told you stuff that 2 weeks later comes out word for word what I told you? This is from three sources, two that were there, and another high level that got it from others that were there. This has happened. Okay? But 100% Trump blew up. That's only part of the story. When they were getting ready to hit him Saturday night, our time, which I called on Friday, which wasn't hard. They telegraphed it all. I mean, they said get out in the next 24 hours. I mean, that's not hard to protect me. And you could tell the rhetoric and the aircraft already on the tarmacs, and it was this is not a game. I mean, it's like not even a prediction. They said what they were going to do. And then Israel hits them a day early, during the day, endangering our forces, dragging us in, because nobody attacks during the day because it's much easier to shoot down the aircraft. You know, they lose a lot of their stealth ability during the day. I mean, just the sun bouncing off planes creates a bigger signature. And that's just one part of it. Then you've got visual stuff. And it's just, so Israel knew, and I've always been worried about this, and experts I've talked to, like John Kiriakou, been worried, that Israel could drag us in by hitting Iran. Remember, I was on, just type into Google, experts are concerned Israel may strike Iran to deliberately drag us into war. I've seen that headline 500 times in the last 20 years. So see what I'm getting at here? Is it, let's say you love Israel. Okay, you think it's great, all right? And you love Netanyahu. And you think, you know, he's the best thing since sliced bread. It's not right to have a foreign government and foreign power that we've allied with, that we give money and weapons to, that has pissed off the Pentagon so bad that they came out and said, not just them, but the Pentagon as well, no, Israel hit them before we knew, so we had to go in. And Marco Rubio said it multiple times. And then the damage control, oh no, the Israel lobby, that's not right. And Trump goes, yeah, that's not right. I'm the boss. I made the call. Israel just punked our president. And how does this affect J.D. Vance? Very smart. Stood up for me when he wasn't even a senator running for office, saying it was wrong. I was deplatformed when nobody else would. I've met him. I've talked to him. Very smart. He would make a great president over Gavin Newsom. And that's really what we should be thinking about, is the midterms and the presidential election that starts in like a year and a half. And it's only, you know, two years and 8-9 months away. I mean, this is flushing capital down the toilet here. And so I just, on every front, it's a dangerous gamble. It breaks promises. It's crazy. And then Israel. See, I'm politically engaged. So I've heard Israel runs everything, and you know, including what time I, you know, take a dump in the morning. And I've seen the anti-Israel groups get so crazy, and they're allied with Islam. So I'm like, I'm not with you. And I know what goes on behind the scenes, so I know Israel in the past was maybe involved in 20% going on in the government trying to control us. But now with this power vacuum, with the Democrats floundering around, Israel's making a real move, as I said last year, 9 months ago during the precision strikes that I guarantee would lead to a wider war. Israel really is trying to run this country and really is trying to censor us and really is trying to control us. And so Israel is almost as dangerous to America now as China. China's the number one threat still. But China was way up here, and Israel was down here, and, you know, other groups, and the cartels. And all that. Israel's, like, way up here now. And so if Israel really is going to try to run this country and really is going to try to control us, I'm going to, you know, level up with Israel. But I pledge to you, I will not make up stuff. And again, if there's a ice storm that comes and I slip and fall while, you know, cleaning ice off the windshield of my car, I'm not going to blame the Jews. And it is the low IQ attacks on Jews in Israel, because Jews aren't one monolithic group, that fosters much of this, because, you know, the average Jew is an evil or corrupt or involved in some evil thing. And then when they see all this craziness and all this wild-eyedness, the social engineers over in Israel use that to get Jews, a lot of which are wealthy, to empower the Jewish globalist mind control mafia, whatever you want to call it, you know, that predatory arm for control. Whereas I just want a big tent for everybody. I mean, I want to recruit all the Jews over to populism and freedom and team humanity. I mean, I listen to Bob Dylan's songs and read his writings and agree with 99% of it, not the people that know Bob Dylan behind the scenes. And, you know, he becomes a Christian in the 80s. He becomes an anti-globalist in the early 90s. Then he decides it's all bull, becomes a liberal again, now becomes a conservative again. You know, it's like, I want the Jews on Team Humanity. And there's a bunch that are. But when you do this alienation stuff, like I'd love the Muslims to reform themselves. I'd love to have them. You know, I don't want to kill everybody. I don't want to be in fights. I don't sit there secretly at night with a Nazi flag in my bedroom jacking off to it. But there are people that do that. And there are Christian Zionists and other people that are also just on a complete power trip and just worship whoever's in power in Israel. And it's just, it's sick. It's sick. So I reject the weird neocon Zionist blob. I reject all the Muslims and everything. But you gotta give the Jews this. Netanyahu was up there in a speech I saw a few weeks ago, and he's like, the Maccabees, five brothers that made Israel survive. Mr. Huckabee wouldn't exist today, a play on words, you know, Huckabee, Maccabee, if it wasn't for the Jews. And it is a true statement. That Judeo-Christianity, people go, oh, well, you know, it doesn't come out of, you know, Jews. Well, it comes out of God and the covenant. But the Abrahamic faiths, and Abraham was told all the time, oh, this kid that was, you know, the bastard, that's going to be your enemy now forever. That's the Muslims. It literally tells you, what, 4,000 years ago, whatever it is, this is what's going to go down. That's why it's prophetic and it happens. And so it's true, the whole world and the entire paradigm of everything that got set up is the most influenced in the last 2,000 years at least by Jews. And so there is a giant vortex around that. And so I seek to influence that whole cacophony coming together for the good of humanity, instead of being manipulated into joining the deceivers and the priesthood that wants to control the power of the Jews for evil, and then the other side of evil that wants to destroy them in general. See, that's the thing. The Jews and the things they were doing, the Rothschilds in Germany and World War I and the British Empire and the Rothschilds conjured Hitler, but Hitler was basically a mirror, a doppelganger of that. That's what that is. This is the truth about this. So I absolutely respect the Jews, and I know there's different subgroups and directorates and good guys, bad guys. And so I'm just going to oppose evil policy. But again, you've got the eugenicist globalist death cult even above that. And you've got the Chi-Coms in there. You know, the Chinese are smart, but they're really good at copying things. They've copied the globalist plan, so now it's a competing plan, and it's like an arms race to Armageddon, basically. And so obviously it's not biblical to worship whoever's in power in Israel. But you have to also recognize the covenant and the proof of the covenant in what you've seen manifested. You cannot deny it. And then Christ comes not to destroy the old law, but to fulfill it and take it to the next level and graft in everybody else. But that doesn't mean graft in everybody else to then follow the twisted post-Christ 30-plus books that other Jews have put out that they operate off of now in all their different sects. They're all divided and conquered. Only Christ can unify and bring peace to the planet. The message of God is sent through the Jews into Christ. And you can't, when you sit back, you look at it. If I was like a scientist studying this, I'm like, this makes, everything adds up. Everything is accurate. So I don't want to kill the Jews. I want the Jews to step into their true office and stop denying their Messiah. Now, you got all the Christian Zionists and these rabbis that say they're Christians that have just made a new form of Judaism with Christian Zionism. I'm not talking about that. There is no more race. There is no more sect. There is a relationship with Christ into the Father and God. That's it. We have the answer. We have the plan. And sociologically, I can look at that and say, the only way to beat the Antichrist system is true, decentralized, personal relationship with Jesus Christ, not through the megachurch, not through the Vatican, individual relationship with Christ. And what does the globalists want to shut down? Small churches, individuals. They hate real Christianity. The Muslims do, everybody, because it's the answer. God gave us the plan. It's real. And now as I've gotten older, and I'm literally given prophetic understanding of the future, I realize God gives us free will, but he cheats. And I don't mean that in a cheat way, but he puts us into a combat zone and gives us a boot camp and an instruction manual and tells us the rules. Like a video game, you know. You can have the cheat file on how to be invincible. And what's crazy is God puts us in here and goes, look, I gave you free will, but here's the cheat file. And we just go, listen to what you say. Including myself, because I always catch myself, I've got to be strong. I've got to beat the New World Order. But when I just lay back and go, no, you got to do it. Tell me what to do. And it's just like, and then everything is just calm victory. It's just like, so why do I fight against that? It's beyond pride. I'm still in the flesh, so I'm struggling, and I feel like I'm being under attack, so I have to fight from the flesh. And the Jews and everybody else just have to, just like I need to, you need to turn loose of the flesh. I know it's scary at the moment you do it, and just embrace death of the old self. Just embrace death, and you'll be reborn. Just say, I can't do it. It's true. Just try it, Jews. Try it, everybody. Just say, Jesus, show me if you're real. Just, I love you, Jesus. Just show me. What do you have to lose, Jews? Oh, so you're real scared, aren't you? Because you've got a real potential that the devil doesn't want you to use. So, hey, if it's Jesus isn't real, he's a fraud, all this stuff. You're not betraying your people. You're fulfilling your people. Ask Christ. Ask the Holy Spirit into your soul. Accept Jesus Christ. Take Christ's hand. He's at the door. Open the door. What do you got to lose if this is all crap? But you know, don't you? Fulfill your destiny. Call on Jesus Christ. Save the world. Bring forth the Messiah. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March mega sale right now, running until the 17th at theoffensive.com and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.